This audio recording is a resource from the Center for Bioethical Reform, CBR. This and other resources can be found at www.abortionno.org. This essay is by Greg Cunningham, Executive Director of CBR. Read by CBR staff, December 2009. Dear pro-life supporter, what if CBR had not been there for this California woman who posted this online message on November 15, 2009? I'm 5 weeks pregnant. My abortion is scheduled for November 24th. I just found out Friday that I'm pregnant. I'm 24, engaged. We both have steady jobs and are very responsible. We were planning to get married in July. We really want a baby, but we're hoping to wait 2 to 3 years after we were married. My fiancé is in the Navy now. We live 3,000 miles from our families. On paper, this seems like the right thing to do, but I can't stop crying, and I feel so sad. If it's the right decision, then why do I feel this way? My wife responded to Jade, telling her, "Abortion is not the right decision. That's why you feel sad. Childbirth is natural. Abortion is unnatural. It violates your body and that of your child." Lois urged her to assume the ultimate responsibility of a pregnant woman. Give your child a birthday. We also offered her indispensable information, including the abortion photos and video on our website, prenatal development facts, and referrals for local assistance. We rejoiced when Jade replied 2 days later, "We have talked to our parents, and they are giving us lots of support, and we have chosen to keep the baby. Thank you for your care and support." Your gifts made the difference for this woman, this baby, this family. This Thanksgiving, they were able to celebrate their pregnancy and their pending marriage. Without your help, their story could have ended in a violent death just 2 days before Thanksgiving. At CBR, we often think how impoverished the world becomes each time a precious child is lost to abortion. But Christmas is an appropriate time to imagine how impoverished the world would be without the influence of our Savior. What If Jesus Had Never Been Born is actually the title of a book written by the late D. James Kennedy and Jerry Newcomb. This excellent book describes the incredible blessings that Christ has conferred on this world through His church, including hospitals, which essentially began during the Middle Ages, universities, which also began in the Middle Ages, literacy and education for the masses, capitalism and free enterprise, representative government, particularly as seen in the American experiment, the separation of political powers, civil liberties, the abolition of slavery, both in antiquity and in more modern times, modern science, the discovery of the New World by Columbus, the elevation of women, benevolence and charity, the Good Samaritan ethic, higher standards of justice, the elevation of the common man, the condemnation of adultery, homosexuality, and other sexual perversions, high regard for human life. What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? Thomas Nelson Publishers, page 3-4. Chapter 2 of the book is entitled, In the Image of God, Christianity's Impact on the Value of Human Life. In it, Dr. Kennedy quotes from another book entitled, The Social Conscience of the Evangelical, which demonstrates the powerful effect the Church had in propelling protection for human life. Many permanent legal reforms were set in motion by Emperors Constantine, 280-337, and Justinian, 483-565, that can be laid to the influence of Christianity. New legislation was ordered to protect the slave, the prisoner, the mutilated man, the outcast woman. Children were granted important legal rights. Infant exposure was abolished. For those unfamiliar with the horrific practice of infant exposure, in classical Roman Greece, it was common for unwanted infants to be left outside to die from starvation, attacks from wild animals, or other horrors. It was also common for Christians to rescue them. This evil is still practiced regularly in China and other countries to this day. Our three little daughters, whom we adopted from Chinese orphanages, were abandoned at birth because they suffered the kinds of birth defects which would have gotten them killed in the ancient Roman Greco world. We thank God that our children's birth mothers at least put them down where they would be found. In this country, people recoil in horror when reading stories of infanticide by American women, but all too many accept, even participate, in the equally brutal act of abortion. What meaningful spiritual distinction can be drawn between one child's abandonment in the womb and another's on the ground? CBR is dedicated to carrying on the Christian mandate to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves and defend the rights of the poor and needy, Proverbs 31:8-9. But we can't do it alone. We will continue to care for the least of these of whom Christ spoke in Matthew 25:40. We will steadfastly defend the right to life of all human beings simply because we are all made in His image, Genesis 1:26-27. But we have got to have your help. What if CBR weren't here to expose the truth about abortion? Your support of our work is the reason little Mariposa is alive to celebrate her third Christmas. Her mother, Ezwiti, visited CBR's abortionno.org website and emailed us to say, "I am a student and I was faced with a choice to kill my now four-month-old baby, and thanks to your page online, I didn't. And I think that this was the best decision I have ever made." Ezwiti is now in nursing school. First century Christians taught the world the love of Christ by rescuing innocent babies, and we must carry on their witness against evil. A book titled When the Angels Laughed tells the amazing story of Eddie Sweeson, who was prematurely born into a poor Chinese Buddhist family in Indonesia. His parents thought it best to let him die, so they wrapped him in a blanket and put him on the kitchen floor, a variant of infant exposure. When his aunt came to visit, she was unaware of Eddie's birth, but she heard whimpering noises and asked Eddie's parents about the sound. They changed the subject. Overcome by curiosity, she finally investigated. When she found Eddie struggling for life, she promptly picked him up and took him to a young Dutch physician at the island's only clinic. The doctor vowed to try to save Eddie, and he cared for him for 100 days. Much against the odds, Eddie survived and was returned to his aunt. She raised him during the turmoil of World War II and an Indonesian revolution. Times were hard for Eddie, but he was alive. As he matured, his health was so poor that he became depressed and considered suicide. Then Eddie found a Dutch New Testament on the bookshelf. He began to read it, and the power of God's Word brought him to salvation in Christ. Eddie improbably wound up in the U.S., where he became a pastor at Fourth Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. He later wrote commentaries for Community Bible Study. My wife heard him give his testimony last May. One tiny baby was rescued, and thousands of lives have been changed and blessed by the ministry of this twice-saved man. Eddie's story hits especially close to home because of the rescues of three little Cunningham girls named Annie, Alice, and Amy. The world is a different place because Eddie and our daughters were saved, and it becomes a different place each time you help CBR rescue another threatened child. What if CBR had not been at the University of Tennessee with our Genocide Awareness Project in November 1998? 8 pregnant students later told a local crisis pregnancy director that they would have killed their children had they not seen our abortion photos on their campus. One of those children is named Abigail, and she will celebrate her 11th Christmas with her adoptive family this year. We were there for them because you were there for us. What if CBR had not produced our Choice Blues and Harder Truth videos? A little girl named Mina is celebrating a Hawaiian Christmas this year because her parents saw a CBR abortion video at the Aloha Pregnancy Care and Counseling Centers and chose to give her a birthday. Tamia's baby is now 3 years old because she and her boyfriend were ministered to by the Gateway Pregnancy Centers in New Jersey. Their counselor showed them 2 CBR videos, and they decided not to abort. Marie was 27 years old and undecided about abortion when she came to Gateway on August of 2004. The counselor showed her CBR's Harder Truth video. Marie wept, covered her eyes, and moaned. She decided not to abort. Their child is now 4 years old. Kina and Fatim were thinking of aborting when the Gateway staff showed them CBR's Harder Truth video. She said it was horrible, and Fatim was equally upset by what he saw. They decided to carry to term, and their 4-year-old child is alive to celebrate Christmas this year. Gateway Executive Director Dean Gavaris said, "We're thankful for the video, The Harder Truth, which challenges young people to see abortion for what it really is." Jessica and her son Omar, now age 9, and her husband can celebrate together this Christmas because Gateway showed Jessica CBR's Harder Truth video when she was 6 1/2 weeks pregnant. She said it bothered her and caused her to vacillate for nearly 8 weeks. The video bought valuable time for her baby, and she finally decided to carry to term and marry the baby's father. What if the CBR Reproductive Choice campaign truck had not driven by an Ohio City bus in April 2007 when a troubled pregnant young woman was on board? As this woman contemplated what to do, she saw our abortion photo truck 4 times. She then was ministered to by Susan Danman's Crisis Pregnancy Center. She told the staff the truck was God's answer to her prayer for guidance. Her child is now 2. What if you had not given gifts to CBR? How many children like Mariposa, Abigail, Mina, and Omar would not be celebrating Christmas this year? How many parents like Jade, Ezwedi, Tamia, Faria, and Greg, Kina, and Fatim, and Jessica, and her husband would be struggling to rationalize their roles in the deaths of their children? What if some of our staff have to give up full-time pro-life work because we can no longer pay their salaries? How many lives might be lost? The economic downturn has hit us especially hard this year. We rejoice with you as you read these accounts of rescued babies, because rescuing the helpless is what Christians do. It is what we are because it is who our Savior is. And our partnership with you is effective because our projects are effective. It is for that reason that we confidently pray that you will remember CBR again this Christmas and beyond. Your donations and prayers are the literal lifeblood of our ministry. CBR must continue the fight against Obamacare, which will mandate publicly funded abortion coverage for virtually every American woman. If it is enacted by Congress and the White House, it will result in the deaths of 240,000 to 420,000 more preborn children each year, according to Planned Parenthood's own research. The pro-abort sense Obamacare is their best shot ever at making abortion much more difficult to stop, and they are pulling out the stops in their efforts to enact the shockingly pro-abortion legislation. We know the economy has taken a toll on everybody's ability to fight abortion, but please do what you can, no matter how modest. The other side certainly is. As we prepare to commemorate our 20th year as a pro-life ministry, I want you to know that 2010 promises to be our most effective year ever at CBR. With your help, we are going to be working to persuade pharmacies to pull the abortifacient drug, Plan B, from their shelves by promising to display abortion photos on their sidewalks if they refuse. We are going to identify doctors who are performing secret abortions, both surgical and RU486, in their private offices and tell them if they don't stop, we will put abortion signs on their sidewalks too. Businesses supporting Planned Parenthood will get the same treatment. We are also scheduling more campus visits with our signature Genocide Awareness Project than ever before. Our country is threatened as never before, and we need your help more than ever as we fight back as never before. Lord bless. Greg Cunningham, Executive Director. P.S. We have been asking "what if" throughout this fundraising appeal letter, so to end with that theme in mind, we will tell you about the email message we received on November 29, 2009 from a 19-year-old girl from Lubbock, Texas. She had just visited our website, and when we asked her if the pictures influenced her thinking about abortion, she said, "The graphic video made me second-guess whether I did the right thing or not. We were not able to reach her before she killed her first child, but because of your help, we were able to greatly reduce the odds that she will kill her second. Now imagine a world without CBR. There would be many, many more women like this sad mother from Lubbock. This concludes the recording of Greg Cunningham's letter of December 2009. For more information on this and other topics, go to www.abortionno.org.